Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 451, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Wagon wheel.
I am eating, well, I haven't started eating the wagon wheel. I'm about
to. Wagon wheel each, which is, as a kid, we would have to share this.
My gosh. And big. Secretly as well.
Yeah. My favourite wagon wheel reference is the French and Saunders wagon wheel skit. If you don't know what we're talking about, just look up French and Saunders wagon wheel
skit. Just question your life, because what were you doing?
You should have already known.
Like, seriously. Seriously.
You know GTA pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Massive GTA fan.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because there's a quiz later about it.
Oh.
The whole franchise. I have watched a movie and read a book.
Oh, okay. Well, I read a book too, but I wasn't going to talk about it.
You don't know your life.
I've watched a movie and a series.
Okay. Good.
Both filmed in Oz.
Australian.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to put this down for a second because it's time for the news. No, sorry, it's time for me to say it's time for the news.
News.
I didn't actually invite you to say it because you had your head down.
I was picking up a piece of wagon wheel and I dropped.
It went everywhere.
But I really wanted to join in.
I know, it was good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you did.
Thanks.
So it actually, in hindsight, yeah, it wouldn't have been the same.
It wouldn't have.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Now, has Chloe gotten into The Descendants?
No.
You know that franchise? I feel like she's teetering in that right age bracket for Descendants.
She prefers to read stuff.
Mm.
She's not
a watcher.
She's not a watcher. It's really bad to say. Doesn't run in the blood.
Yeah, but Henry is.
Henry is a watcher.
He loves it. We'll sit there and watch a whole movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
And love it and remember bits of it.
Yeah.
And question you on it probably 3 months later, completely out of context, and you just have to
now that runs in
those
the family.
Dots.
I remember our grandmother doing that right in the middle of the story about people we didn't know.
We heard a lot of stories about people we didn't know.
Yeah. Do you remember that you're not going to remember this, but there was this lady, right, who
funny
would
that
sometimes
you're talking about this.
Be at family gatherings, like lunches.
Yeah,
or
I totally remember her.
I can't remember her name, but because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right?
Was she a neighbour of someone else?
I just thought she was a neighbour or like a friend of like Nana's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she was Nana's cousin. And I didn't find that out until the funeral.
Oh.
Nana's funeral, and she was there and she was like, yeah, so, you know.
My cousin.
So-and-so cousin. We're like, whose cousin are you talking about? Mine. Oh.
Okay. Oh. No, I don't remember any of that.
No, you wouldn't. I think we should probably stop talking about that because
we'll go
nobody
really,
knows.
Really, really left.
Nobody knows who we're talking about.
Not a we.
Anyway, The Descendants. Yeah, true. It's expanding the Descendants universe. It's happening. Hidden Heroes, a Descendants story. That's going into production next week and whole new lot of offsprings of this time, some sidekicks. So it's going to have a character called Genie, who's the daughter of Genie from Aladdin, spelt differently though.
Genie's daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
Zara is the daughter of
Zara.
No.
No.
Okay. Just saying names that I've just said. Of Yzma. Yzma, I think, from The Emperor's New Groove. Kronk Jr., the son of Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove as well. And then the daughter of Meriwether.
Mary.
From Sleeping Beauty.
There is a slight connection here.
Yeah, and, oh, there's someone from Beauty and the Beast as well. Lou, son of Luminaire.
Ah, Candle.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So do you want to know the synopsis?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Do.
Hidden in the centre of each fairy tale is a portal to a secret training facility where the descendants of legendary sidekicks are challenged to join the elite ranks of partners to heroes.
Cool.
When a villainous duo comes to the Sidekick Academy, everything breaks and then they have to use their new skills to save the fairy tale realm before it's too late.
That's a good
premise, right? So maybe once Chloe learns how to watch a whole movie, she'll be interested in that.
Yeah,
she's
maybe.
Never going to.
No.
Just read the book about it. So people didn't seem to be massive fans of the live action remake of Moana. Like, I've heard a lot of people say, it feels too soon. We're still
way
watching the
soon.
Original one.
Yeah.
What is it, 10 years old? Which is not old in Disney
Can
movie
Can I say something
world.
A bit controversial?
Go on.
They wanted to before The Rock got too old, I reckon.
Oh, maybe.
I say that in a quiet voice.
Do you reckon they de-aged him?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Same, not haven't seen it. And
because he's the perfect person and yeah. he's the original person.
He is the original. It would have been really sucky if they hadn't have gotten him.
I don't know how on board I am with these live actions.
Because the animated ones have this whole look, this whole style, right, that's iconic to that. Like they all look Disney-ish.
Well, to their time.
But to their time and that particular film, what they, you know, that franchise.
Yeah.
But Dwayne Johnson was asked what he thinks of, like, the fact that it's a 32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm.
He said, hey, it's just the way it goes in the entertainment industry. And what really mattered was that the culture really stood up in the Polynesian-inspired
yeah,
tale.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it also did 10 years ago, right?
I haven't seen it, but I reckon if the story has changed a lot, that's where they get a bad score on Rotten Tomatoes. Because it's like, do the story. Do it with real people, but do the story. Like, we don't want it rewritten.
Yeah. Yeah. He said the first two reviews came out. He said, I'll never forget it. They were amazing. I was like, wow. Then when the reviews continued and went the other way, he says, look, we work in this industry. We know this is what happens. I think he's probably moved on.
Yeah. He's like, I already got paid. What do I care?
He probably made it over a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had no choice in the a lot of the editing or anything, did he? Unless he was some sort of executive producer.
Then no.
Yeah. Rockstar Games said that they will be sharing an extended look, finally, of Grand Theft Auto 6 on Netflix.
I saw the trailer for it.
This is interesting. 27th of
August.
It's going to come out. And then a few hours later, they're going to put it on their official YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time this has ever happened where a major game, I mean, GTA is literally the biggest franchise.
Mm.
I think not just of gaming, of any kind of entertainment. It is the highest.
Really?
Yeah, it is the biggest selling.
Fourth.
Yeah. So this is the first time it's ever done, anything has ever done this with the major streaming service.
Well, yeah, because when it came up on my landing page, I was like, is this a movie of it? What is this, huh?
So what they've done, I think, if I recall correctly, they've done a couple of trailers. They've done one which was like a general vibe feel, like just so you know it's set back in Vice City, which is Florida.
Yeah.
And then the second one was like, look, here are a couple of the main characters and this is what it looks like and this is kind of an introduction to the story. This one will be more of, well, we're hoping, gameplay. What does it look like when you're playing the game?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the single player game. If I recall correctly, with GTA 5, they had the single player game came out and then it was ages afterwards that the online game came out.
Do you know what would be a really cool idea? If they released the map for play.
We remember we had the book?
Yeah, where all you can do is just drive the streets. You can't do any challenges. You get no insight of a storyline. You can just drive the map.
Just live the life.
Yeah.
You can't get out? Or you can get out to change
cars.
Yeah.
Nah, maybe not. Nah, I'm going to pull that away.
So just,
you get one car. You walk out. You have to steal a car of your choice and whichever one you steal, that's it.
That's fun.
And you're locked in and you can just drive and you can spend 2 hours driving, spend 2 minutes driving around. But well, that's your look.
Speaking of locked in, this is going to be the game that everybody is playing literally for the next 10 years.
Mm.
This is the fact that the last one, which is over 10 years old, is still hitting the top 10 most sold games.
That's crazy.
It's insane. We've got till the 19th of November for the game to come out, I suspect. And that's only on PlayStation 5 and Xbox. The PC port will come out later.
Okay.
People take days off. I know two people who have spoken about wanting to take days
off. They take days off to play it.
Mm-hmm. There's two people here that I know.
That's
like,
crazy.
Not just like people that I've heard on podcasts or whatever. Yeah, Jasper's one of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then someone at work is like, yeah, I think I might do the same thing.
I mean, I'll take a day off.
Yeah, you play it.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun. It'll be fun to play again. I played maybe half an hour of the online thing and I was like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it because I'm not the special one. In those open world games, I want to be the special one.
Yeah. See, this is why I think my idea of just driving the map, I'd get into that.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Well, I mean, you just put the radio stations on and just drive around. That's how we spent most of the time playing.
Well, I find it very stressful because I immediately get caught by the police.
Yeah, you do. Just keep running over everything. Just everything.
Well, I drive really hard not to, but it just keeps happening.
Then they drive so slowly and there's so many red lights and you're like, ah, the game wants me to go.
Yeah.
Game wants me to be naughty.
Need for Speed.
Yeah, Need for Speed, but not.
I'd play that old one again.
The Need for Speed.
Do you remember the old one that we had?
We were quite good at that.
Yeah.
That was PlayStation 1, I think.
I have no idea.
Pretty sure.
But I used to always choose the red car.
Of course you did. It was like cute. A Mazda or something, if I recall correctly.
Here, let's have a look.
Have a Mazda 3.
And there's, you know, fast cars.
I'm not having a Lamborghini.
It's ugly. I don't want it. I want the pretty looking car.
Let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Was it my turn first last week?
I think it was. I feel like you always go first.
That's so rude of me.
So rude. So I have watched a series and a movie, both filmed in Australia. One is an Australian production. One is, I'm assuming, American in collaboration with Australian productions.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with that one. I'm interested
in that one. Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
Yeah, streaming on Netflix and I think you can rent it on Amazon Prime. It's called Anyone But You, and think a romantic comedy in this day and age with a little bit more risque swearing. Now, I don't want that to like dampen it. It just doesn't have that cookie cutter feel.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit different.
The early noughties. It really does. So it starts in the US and these two people, B and Ben, go on. B as in like Beatrice, I'm guessing.
Yeah. B-E-A.
B. Arthur. But it's not B. Arthur. They have an amazing first encounter, and you're like, wow, these two have really hit it off. They are meant to be. This is the fairy tale that always was. And for certain circumstances, it all comes crashing to a fiery and kind of icy ending.
How far into the movie is this?
Well, within minutes.
Oh, okay.
Really, really quickly. And for the first little bit, you're not quite sure exactly why it came to such a crashing end, but you do find out fairly soon. Then they are reunited at a friend and family's wedding in Australia.
Okay, so it's a destination wedding. Destination rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Your Australian cast that pops up is pretty cool. You've got Brian Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I should just stop there because that's kind of like...
And you got Brian Brown.
And Rachel Griffiths.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, kind of royalty, Australian royalty right there. Don't worry about who the lead people are.
No, I shouldn't say that.
Sydney Sweeney, isn't it? So Sydney is filming in Sydney.
Again, wasn't she in a movie that was, I can't remember now. I thought she's filmed a film here before.
I think that was it. This was it. I think this was it. And Glenn Powell is the other lead. Fun, heaps and heaps of locations that you would just be like, yep.
Been there.
I see that. Yep. That's like that. You know, they kind of get stranded in Sydney Harbour, which you kind of go,
how?
Ah, oh, that's not for me to disclose.
Okay, sorry about that.
But knowing Sydney Harbour, you'd be like, oh, look, you'd be found pretty quickly because that's a pretty busy thoroughfare.
Okay. Right, Manly Ferry goes fast every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. And or I know there are sharks in there, but if you swam kind of fast, you'd probably be okay.
Okay.
But enjoy being stranded in the middle of Sydney Harbour and have to get rescued. Yeah. Lots of fun locations, fun house, a really, really nice house. Gosh, I want to Google map it.
Do you reckon it's like an Airbnb?
Possibly.
It might be.
It's got to be right up on the northern beaches, I reckon.
Oh, you reckon? Like the northern
yeah,
beaches?
Yeah, yeah, I reckon
Avalon.
It's Avalon, even higher.
Okay. Mm. What's it called again?
Anyone But You.
Okay, that sounds really fun.
Fun, easy rom-com. You'll enjoy it. It doesn't have the same sort of cookie cutter that
it's
you
a bit
would
different.
Expect. It is a little bit different. Yeah, fun. I enjoyed it.
And Sydney Sweeney's the talk of the town, right?
She's the talk of the
town. She's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
By town, we mean Hollywood. I mean, she's the talk of the Sydney town as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She must have been because I knew that she'd been here filming something.
Exactly.
I watched a nice relaxing movie as well called The Last House.
Oh, yeah.
Greta Lee, Wagner Moura. It's about, I'm sure this was written during COVID, during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
One day it starts raining and when this rain comes, no one can get in or out of their houses.
Massive flood?
No.
Okay.
It's just the doorknobs are locked. They can't unlock them. They try and break the glass. The water pulls together in the broken parts and just fixes it. Well, it doesn't fix it. It holds everything
like
tight.
Glue.
It's like glue. The water is glue. No one can get out. They don't know what's going on. There's no internet anymore.
Yeah, I thought you said this was nice and cozy.
Yeah, I was lying. And what happens is they're using like whiteboard markers or chalk, little kids' chalkboards to talk to their neighbors, like what's going on? And as it goes further and further, they're like, do you have enough food? No.
No.
I can't help you.
I was going to go to Woolies today.
This was going to be, I was supposed to have a shop. This one lasts for quite a while. Like this family of four, they sort of are in the last house that you know of, that they know of. They're the last one to have survived.
So the neighbours have carked it.
Everyone's carked it.
Mm. Some neighbours would be all right.
But I was thinking, right, how long could you last? They had to get out their old DVD player. They only had two DVDs. I reckon I'd be all right. I've got two boxes of DVDs. A lot of them are British comedies.
But I wouldn't be because I couldn't come
here. We would have to break a hole in the house. Well, we just can't get out.
I have been saying that for years.
Well, when the water tries to keep us all in.
When the water glues us together.
That's when it'll do it.
Now to repair the hole.
But the garage, I'm worried about the garage. What about all the stocks, your food stocks in the garage?
Oh, shame.
Can't get out. Anyway, this is a me problem.
Well, I reckon
I
could do a hole into my garage, I reckon.
Yeah, you could. Hide it behind the TV.
But you're the hoarder.
Yeah, I know.
It's all yours.
I've got the chest freezer. Your chest. No, you could get to your chest freezer. Okay, right. So this movie was very exciting, very up my alley. I wonder if I would have also enjoyed it as a book because there might have been some more opportunities for some fleshing out of reasons. The reason was
series.
Yeah, series. The reason was a bit crazy, but by that point I was like, I'm along for the ride.
I'm invested.
Greta and Wagner, because they're best friends of mine, they're amazing, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix. I'd seen the trailer and I'd seen it up on the Netflix homepage. Well, landing page, is that what you called it?
Well, that's what I called it.
I liked that. Landing page.
Sounds like I know what I'm doing.
It really does. Yeah. So whilst you're waiting for the GTA extra reveal gameplay trailer on Netflix, you can watch The Last House. Anything else that you've watched that want to talk about?
Yes. I watched a new series on Stan. And also streaming on Nine now, called the F Ward.
F Ward. Is that
as
like
in
a hospital?
Yep, the letter F, yep. Ward.
Ward.
Now, it's really up to interpretation as to what the F stands for. They offer some suggestions, but also for you to decide. But it is another one set in Australia, and it's troubled medical interns are given their last chance at getting registered as doctors.
All right. So it's like scrubs, but at least those scrubs, they were wise, cracking, funny blokes and girls, but they actually knew what they were doing.
Yeah. These guys have failed for a myriad of reasons.
Okay.
You know, some is actual negligence. Others would be throwing up in a patient.
What? I don't want explanation. I just want to find out.
Things like that. So it could be called the failure ward, it's their last chance. Okay. So if they fail this and it's a special program, then their medical degree is kaput. They're never going to ever be a doctor.
They've got to do something else.
While they're in the program, they can get kicked out at any time.
Okay.
So if whoever's running it decides, no, you're not good enough,
you're done.
You're gone. Yep. You're done. It has a feel of if you were going to smush scrubs with the green wing. Let's say any medical drama like
the pit? ER,
the pit, that kind of thing. If you smush them all together, this is the genre you've got. So it's really hard to say, oh, it's a comedy, oh, it's a drama, because it's actually a bit of everything and it's really, really fun. The hospital itself is an underfunded
one. Of course it is.
Because you're not going to put your failing interns in there. It's set right on the beach front. So you've got this lovely feel of, okay, it's true Australian Sydney? Culture.
Didn't feel Sydney.
It kind of felt Melbourne, but it was referring to Sydney, and they refer to actual hospitals. So they'd say the Northern Beaches Hospital, or they would say this one, you know, or this one's closed for something, everybody's coming here, that kind of thing.
What do you think people in Melbourne, how they would feel if they had to make a series or a TV show in Melbourne but it's set in Sydney?
Absolute jealousy. Let's be honest. You know how I think they'd be okay with it if they did do it? Is a lot of it's CGI. So this building is clearly not next to the beach.
Okay. You know. Well, underfunded next to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. There is no way that an Australian coastline put a hospital next to the beach. No. That is prime.
We're saving that for real beach estate. Activities.
Beach activities and rich people's houses.
Yep.
Anyway, the cast is pretty cool. It's got Anna Friel, who you know from Marcella.
Is she being English?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
she is.
A lot of the medical staff and in Australian hospitals are from the UK
The UK. Yeah. It has Dan Wiley, who we would know from.
I know his name.
Was he in Offspring? No, he was in. The other, he was Claudia Carvin. Love My Way.
Oh, Love My Way.
Love My Way. And he's been in a billion other different things. He's really good. He has that really cozy Australian male actor feel
about
him. And he is the doctor who's not really assessing them, sort of involved, but he's a bit more like, yeah, we can do this. We can,
you come
can
on,
get,
guys.
You can get better at this, but we're going to think about it in a different way. He's really cool. It's a fun series. There's only, I don't know, a number of episodes.
Six to eight,
I think there's six. I whizzed through it because I really, really enjoyed it.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, I whizzed through a book called Buried in the Woods Below by Daniel G. Miller. Mm. This is thanks to Penguin because they like us. Thanks, Penguin, Australia. Penguin. They sent it to us and it's not even out yet. It's not out till the 1st of September. Mm. It's set in Minnesota.
Oh, gosh, like, so many books
lately. I know. I don't know what's going on. It's the brand new genre. It's like the new Scandinavian noir.
Don't you feel like Fargo started it, though?
Probably, which was the 90s, so it's not a new thing. So it starts off maybe about 20 years ago, just under, I think, about 2007-ish, if I recall correctly. And there are two girls' best friends on a Ferris wheel at some sort of, you know, state fair. Maybe it's the big Minnesota State Fair. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, One of them is a bit scared of heights, right? Okay. And the other one's a bit annoying. Like, oh my God,
I'm really stressed. Just what's going to happen?
And the girl, let's call her Olivia because that's her name. She's like, you know what? Why aren't you being scared, Charlotte, of what's happening? What if I stand on the outside of the Ferris wheel?
Olivia, sit your bottom down.
Sit down. And she's like, please sit down. Please just sit down. And she's like, whoa. And then she's showing off so much, being such a little missy.
Yep. She falls.
She falls.
Well, we all knew that was going to happen, Olivia.
Fast forward to present day, and Charlotte is working, I don't know, she's like a businesswoman doing business things, and she's had something controversial has happened in her workplace, and she's been put on suspension with somebody else, a male
with someone.
Workmate. They're not with each other, but something's happened between the two of them, uh-huh. And it looked like it was violent.
Uh-huh.
So she goes.
Did she push Olivia off?
We don't know.
Oh my
but
gosh.
We go to Charlotte having a month suspension.
Mm.
She goes over to this island called Big Island.
Good name.
I wonder how big it is. And she is going to look after the twins of Olivia's family. So her Olivia's parents have had twin girls.
Twins.
And she's going to look after them. And she's a bit nervous too because the mother, like, was like, you caused.
Blames her.
Yeah. And then there's some strange comings and goings. I thought for sure, I was about two-thirds of the way through, I was like, I know who's doing all of this. There's a lot of murdering going on. I'm like, I know exactly who's doing this. And then.
You didn't? You had no idea?
Just twisted the end. I was like, why didn't I see that? I got so annoyed with myself. Buried in the Woods Below. It's a really fast read.
Cool.
Really fast.
Cool.
You will get, like, if you have a weekend away, you know, you just Airbnb weekend away, you're going to finish the book.
Yeah.
If you have got a flight up to the Gold Coast, you're going to read it. You're going to finish this book. Yeah.
Oh.
Very, like, nom, 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 nom.
If there's a traffic jam and you're on the bus.
That's right.
You better hope you're
going to be reading this book.
It's, and everybody will be reading over your
shoulder. Yeah, going, come on, change, turn the page.
You're not finished yet?
Buried in the Woods Below, coming out on the 1st of September. All right, I want to do a quiz with you. Is that all right?
That's totally fine.
Good, because we do it every week, and that would have been really weird if we had both said, no, we're not going.
Not doing it.
Not doing it this week. Quiz time, GTA.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to do very well. What number is the GTA?
7.
No.
15.
I said it before.
Yeah.
A little lower.
I thought you said 7. 5.
It's six. Which GTA was set in the 1980s?
5. 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Just Vice City.
Vice City. Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't realize I could answer like that. Yeah, I know. Vice City.
Yeah, the one set in, if you're in real America.
Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Apart from changing hairstyle and clothes in San Andreas, you know, that was the, can't remember the character's name, but he was the guy who started like in Compton kind of place.
Yeah.
What other change could you make your character? What other change could you do to make your character change physically by doing certain things in the game?
Oh, you go to the gym?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you stopped and ended up going to the fast food shop?
Oh, you get fat because you'd eat too
much. Wasn't that a fun idea?
Yeah, that's a really, really fun idea.
And if you stopped going to the gym, you went back to like your normal physique. Like
I had forgotten that.
That was really cool.
I'm glad you reminded me.
And that's an old game, right?
Yeah.
Late 90s? Or maybe not, maybe early 2000s.
Yeah.
In GTA games, what are some of the in-game games that you can play? So, you know, when you're exploring the world.
You could play pool.
Yes.
You could be the taxi driver.
Yes.
Could you be an ambulance?
Yes, you could.
Okay. You could also go and visit Ladies of the Night.
Yes. There was one, I think it was GTA 4, where you could go to Tenpin Bowling.
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery. I think that was San Andreas, wasn't it? Yeah. That must have been. And you maybe ate them all yourself.
You used
and
to do it all the time, the pizza delivery.
I was really good at it.
Yeah.
It was a scooter.
I was really good at watching.
Which GTA had three main characters? So you would be doing
the three pictures on the front.
Yes, yes.
Someone's
put wagon wheel all over the Mac.
It wasn't Vice City.
Mm-mm.
Liberty City?
No, it's five.
So it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, that one. Final question. How many police stars can you get? Well, the answer for you is
five.
All of them. Yeah, five.
Yeah.
That's right. But apparently in some of the earlier ones it went up to six.
I was thinking that actually. Mm. I really was. I'm not lying to you because I got them quite often. So I remember this.
Well aware. Remember the army was behind.
Yes.
You had helicopters.
There'd be roadblocks. And and it would start flashing blue and red, the screen.
Yeah. And you'd be like, because you would start off by making one mistake and then you'd make another one and then you'd run over a policeman or something. And then somehow you'd end up in the army base. Or just driving through the airport.
Yeah. Over the bridge that you weren't allowed to because you hadn't gotten to that bit in the story.
I wasn't allowed there. I'm kind of like now excited about GTA 6.
I really want to go and play the old one now.
We've got Vice City, right, on the PlayStation at the moment.
I don't know. You'll have to answer that one yourself.
We'll get the PlayStation 2 out and just hook it up. God knows if we've got the right connections.
Leah, you're a millennial. There will be the cords in a drawer somewhere.
I've got all the cords.
The cords that you keep
the adapters
just in
for the
case
cords.
You need them but you don't know what they're for.
What have I got over
I'm
here?
I'm looking at a lot of cords, to be honest.
Those are just XLRs. Everybody needs those.
Yeah, I don't know what they do either.
It makes the noise from the microphone. Anyway, Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
I'll go find the cord for you.
Thanks.